Just where you live with other people in a share house or something like that?
Living with anyone, not necessarily like your friends, just anyone that you need to live with to help share the rent.
And would you ever live in one?
Yeah, definitely. Because I wouldn't be able to afford to live by myself if I'm not living at home with my parents.
Yeah, I'd do it. I mean, everyone, my friends who does it, says it's an epic time.
When you mention cooperative living to the general public, their minds often jump to share housing. But there are more benefits and structures to living intentionally with others than simply sharing the rent. Robin Williams is project coordinator for the Federation of Housing Collectives in Western Australia. She spoke with The Wire's Jessica Supple about the different ways people choose to live together and why.
If you've got a bunch of people who get together because, you know, through whatever is the driving need, and that might be the affordability, it might be about a desire for closer connections with neighbours or a lifestyle that they'd like to see their children grow up in. I guess really when you think about it, it's any situation where people are living together in such a way that you actually need to have some social interaction in order to manage your environment around you. It's not about enforcing any rules so much as saying, what is it that we together, we three or we 30, think would actually work as agreements so that we can live in a compatible and harmonious and productive way.
Do you think that there is a misconception about the kind of people that live in co-op housing?
You know, I've had people say to me, oh, you live in a commune. And I go, well, I've never called it that, but, you know, what does that mean to you, a commune? And so they're thinking back to the 60s. And I'm sure that those kind of models are still out there and around. Most people I know are just pretty ordinary people just wanting to find usually a more connected and affordable way of living.
What do you think the best community aspect is for you?
One of the things I love is that if I get up in the morning and I find I haven't got any milk, you know, I can just trot out of my house in my jammies and go over to my neighbour and say, oh, can I have some milk? And there's lots of that kind of really banal, you know, activity that it just makes life simpler. But all the way through to more serious situations, my daughter had a fairly significant illness for a number of years, and that was enormously difficult. It was a life-threatening illness, and I felt absolutely, you know, just helpless. And I struggled with that, and I was so grateful that in my community we actually share meals a couple of times a week, and I would just go over there in my sadness and sit there and eat my dinner while everybody was just sort of chatting around me. And I personally found that enormously reassuring, sort of something just about the normality of everyone sitting around having dinner together, even though I was sort of struggling in personal ways.
So would you say that the community aspect, that's what pulls most people in, or is it popular as well, you know, for the financial benefits or the social benefits?
I'm over here with a friend and colleague from the co-op sector. His co-op started more with an imperative that safe, affordable housing is a human right. And so that's very much still the basis of how they operate. So they didn't consciously set out to be a community. In fact, they consciously set out not to be in a community. But community happened around them because they've got they've got the relationship that they have to do the work together. Therefore, they do training together to enable them to work better together. And just through the activity of, you know, doing tasks, busy bees, making decisions, being on working groups or committees or whatever it takes to run the place, you do form relationships, and out of that community grows. So I live in an intentional community, like we set out to be a community and have close connections, but it's more that neighbourliness that grows through proximity and close association.
Robin Williams, Project Coordinator for the Federation of Housing Collectives in Western Australia, ending that report by Jessica Supple and Nader Mojkic.